Welcome to Talking About Organizations, a podcast on organization and management studies, graciously supported by our listeners and the Management Learning Journal. This is a supplement to episode 101, where we discuss a 1959 book by Frederick Hertzberg, Bernard Mausner, and Barbara Snyderman titled The Motivation to Work, published by Wiley. Frederick Hertzberg was a clinical psychologist and a prominent researcher in management and job enrichment, and the book The Motivation to Work was among his earliest in a long career dedicated to improving worker satisfaction and commitment. We read the 1993 reprint, in which Hertzberg added a new introduction. It began as follows. Quote, "Quality work now has top priority in industry all over the world. That was not true in 1959, when the motivation to work first revealed that worker satisfaction came chiefly from achievement and growth in the quality of work itself. At the time, and all through the 60s and 70s, the focus was on human relations problems within the organization. While American industry was trying to solve these unsolvable hygiene problems of avoiding interpersonal dissatisfaction, the solvable motivator problems of training and quality production, which lead to long-term job satisfaction and health, were neglected." Indeed, as the 1950s progressed, interest in job satisfaction ballooned. Nearly 70 studies in that decade alone purported to examine the question of what made workers satisfied with their jobs. But a true answer proved elusive, as these studies produced contradictory answers, and individuals varied in their responses depending on their apparent moods at different times. The realization of the Hawthorne effect added to the confusion, as the Hawthorne studies showed how difficult it is to pin down the salient factors that motivate workers. Personnel specialists would be told to ignore these irrational factors and effectively tell the workers what they wanted. Well, not satisfied with the state of knowledge in this matter, Frederick Hertzberg and his colleagues undertook an extensive study, including over 200 interviews with engineers and accountants working in the Pittsburgh area in the late 1950s. Through stories, what the researchers would call sequences, these professional workers would describe situations that affected their job commitment and the short and long-term effects, such as whether workers were happier or actively seeking greener pastures elsewhere. Hertzberg's team would find that factors leading to satisfaction were very different than those leading to dissatisfaction. The satisfiers were work-related, such as feelings of achievement, being recognized, or gaining in prestige and responsibility. Those factors that led to dissatisfaction were more likely related to the environment around the work, such as relationships with colleagues or supervisors, company policies, work conditions, or in some cases, wages and salary. But eliminating these dissatisfiers did not mean workers were happy. Satisfaction was not assured. So employers and managers had to address two different sets of factors, one that truly motivates workers and one set that prevented problems from arising. The result became known as Hertzberg's two-factor theory of job satisfaction, also known as the motivator hygiene theory. Hygiene factors were so named because they served a similar purpose as one's preventative health measures, to keep the workplace environment free of problems and thus reduce the propensity for worker complaints. The two-factor theory has remained on solid ground to this day, thanks to large bodies of follow-on work by many researchers since the book was published. But in our discussion, many questions remain about how it should inform managerial decision-making today. For example, Hertzberg found that salary could be either a motivating or hygiene factor depending on the situation. But what other factors could have either quality, and when, and why? Also, how might we apply the two-factor theory to contemporary issues such as quiet quitting? And that's all for now. We invite you to listen to the episode, available in two parts, on our website at www.talkingaboutorganizations.com or through your favorite podcast streaming service. We also thank the Management Learning Journal for their generous support and the support of our wonderful listeners. Thank you for listening and have a great day.